The questions about Luis's baby T-Rex run even deeper than its appearance. With such limited fossils, some scientists have actually questioned whether the bones might belong to a different species of dinosaur entirely. Something like a T-Rex, but much smaller.
You're presenting a mounted skeleton of this baby T-Rex, and this is the first baby T-Rex that's been found and has been put on display. How can you be sure that it is indeed a T-Rex if it's a baby? Because bones change as juveniles turn into adults.
You can read the characteristics of the bone tissue, and that can tell you if the animal is a full-grown individual or if it's a baby or a very young individual. So we know that. Perhaps future discoveries may prove that there was another species of tyrannosaur that essentially lived together with T-Rex, and that maybe this is a baby of that particular species. But at the moment, with the information that we have, it seems that the most reasonable hypothesis is to say that this one represents a baby of a Tyrannosaurus rex.
I think that's actually quite brave to put something like a baby T-Rex in this exhibition as a mounted skeleton, because there's nothing to compare it with.
It is our responsibility to make sure that people understand that things are not written in stone, and our scientific conclusions change as we gather more evidence.
Back in New Jersey, the T-Rexes are nearly complete, and Luis has come to inspect them.
This is phenomenal, you know?
You like
it? It's awesome. It's just fantastic, really fantastic.
Everything you thought it would be?
Better.
Good.
Better. It's hard to describe, but I feel that it's very dynamic, you know?
We brought the right-hand foot over the center line quite a bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
For the turning. And,
I can see that.
There's quite a bit of movement.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you like it, Louis.
I think it's phenomenal.